It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
It's funny that you should ask me whether or not there are any Rockies players in the MLB Futures game that will be played around the same time as the All-Star game. Yes, in fact, there are.
All right, before you go any further, I still don't understand. So why don't they just call it the Minor League All-Star? That's what they used to call it. It's the Minor League All-Star game. And now they call it the Futures
branding?
Game.
I don't know.
Do they play it before the All-Star
game?
I
think they do play it before, but it's at the site in Miami. And it's not just like the AAA All-Star game or the AA. This is like the best of all of it.
What? Dude, baseball, go home.
It's U.S. It's U.S. versus world.
Of course it is, because they can't just do a baseball game. So they're going to put single-A players up against AAA players in the Futures All-Star game?
Well, they have one roster, okay? So you have – well, actually, I've got one roster – of U.S. and one roster of world. And that's you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So you have 25 guys on each side. Yes.
Okay.
The Rockies have two guys on that starting who are in the infielders.
Okay.
Brendan Rodgers. Okay, Brendan Rodgers is the guy who's going to be the next, he will be the next shortstop for the Rockies.
Okay.
You might see him this year. But he was only drafted in 15, so he's still very young. Still want to see what Trevor Story does, but
everybody on this team is young.
This is the there are two guys basically in the Rockies minor league, and just so you know, I do not like to cover minor, I don't really like to get in depth with the minor league, but because I work a lot of games, I find myself digging into minor leagues. Anyway, Brendan Rodgers, and the other guy is Ryan McMahon. So, okay. McMahon. So, there's two Rockies on there.
Okay.
Do you want to hear some other people? Those are both on the U.S. roster, none on the world roster, but those are the only two. But pretty good, right? You got a couple?
We got two out of 50.
Yep. Do you want to hear who else is here? Tell me if they sound familiar.
Okay.
Scott Kingery.
Is that Jeff's son?
No, Mike's son. Do you remember Mike Kingery?
Oh, Mike Kingery, yeah.
Yeah, he looked at us during opening day, that same opening day we were talking about in 1995. and remember, we were like, go, and he was like, ah. And,
yeah,
and
he sort looked of, over kind of like, ugh. And then we realized, they can hear us.
Yeah. Bo Bichette.
No kidding.
Yep. And on the world roster,
mm-hmm.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Wow. Vlad was amazing. I had him on a fantasy baseball team one year when he was with the Expos,
mm-hmm.
and just tore it up for me. You look back on those old Montreal Expos teams. And
oh, yeah.
Tim Raines. Vladimir Guerrero. Larry Walker.
But a lot of those guys came through Denver because at the time, the Denver Bears or the whatever they're called,
the Zephyrs,
the Z-Bears or whatever they called themselves, were with
Expos.
Montreal, yeah.
And you look at all that talent, and you think, in fact, who was the reliever that just retired from the Yankees a couple years ago? Like, they're like, oh, the best reliever.
Mariano Rivera?
Yeah, Rivera started with the Expos.
Very little time.
But, you can say that about a lot of the stars that went through Montreal. They were there for a year or two, and then they were gone. They were there for a year, then they were gone. I mean,
yeah, but
just
see,
he
was in the minor leagues with New York because it was him and Derek Jeter, and then the other guy who played first base. I don't want to say it was Teixeira, but somebody else, who all came up together and they stayed there for a long time, and they're considered the core of that team. But so I know it was young, but yeah, listen, Montreal had, but no one in Montreal liked to watch baseball. I mean, they didn't like to watch baseball. They were indifferent to it.
Okay.
I mean, they weren't getting
well,
fans.
Half of Florida is indifferent to baseball. I mean, you go to a game down there, and their stadium is practically empty.
Yeah, but they've won two World Series.
I'm not even talking about the Marlins. I'm talking about the Rays. The Rays aren't actually terrible. Like, they're not actually terrible this year, and they still can't get people there. It's like the Nuggets. We're last in attendance in Denver, by the way. We are dead last in attendance last season.
Yeah,
in the NBA.
Because, listen, there are people,
and they weren't terrible last year.
Yeah, but they were. They weren't good. I mean, you know, they were average.
Hey, average is way better than they had been a couple years.
They
before.
Were the model of adequatulence. Is
yes,
what they were.
Well,
they were adequate.
I mean,
they didn't finish in the playoffs. They were never really higher than like eighth or seventh, maybe.
I think they were seventh for like a day, but it doesn't matter. They had a legitimate shot to go to the playoffs.
Did you see, by the way, the tweet that Yusuf Nurkic sent out after Jokic was named was not named Most Improved Player?
No.
Nurkic sent out LOL.
Okay.
I kind of get the feeling that those two guys didn't get along very much. I mean, I know that he was frustrated, but I did not know that Nurkic was so bitter at Jokic particularly.
Jokic was taking his playing time away.
Well, they tried to play together, and Jokic even said, "Play, start Nurkic."
Nurkic pouted.
He did pout.
And that's the problem. You can't pout as a professional.
Apparently you can.
Well, he pouted here. I don't think he's pouting.
No, he's not.
There.
Know, no.
So, God, I'm looking at all these former Expos players. Bryn Smith, Andres Galarraga.
Yeah, Bryn Smith, Rocky. Much later in life.
Marquise Grissom.
Yeah, Marquise Grissom, he was all right.
Rusty Staub, Jeff Reardon, Pedro Martinez. Maybe that's who I was thinking of.
Pedro Martinez?
I think I was thinking of Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, did he pitch for the Yankees?
No, he pitched for the Red Sox.
I know he pitched for the Red Sox.
Yeah,
but
I was thinking Pedro
feel
Martinez.
Like...
I don't think he did. I'll have to look that up. Larry Walker, Tim Wallach. Vladimir Guerrero.
Which is the better
Tim
Wallach,
Raines.
Tim Wallach or Eli Wallach?
Eli. Eli, hands down. Come on. Eli Wallach. He's in classic movies. The Longest Day.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. There were a lot of people in The Longest Day. Like, everybody was. It was like watching a mad world without the humor.
All right. Don't make me pull out my can of Eli Wallach on you, because I will. I'm whipping it out.
John Wayne was in The Longest Day.
I know, dude. The Longest Day is one of my favorite movies ever. And in fact, I do look forward to 4th of July and Memorial Day, that whole kind of, you know, because you get to see a lot of great war movies. And I do love me a good war movie.
Like The Sands of Iwo Jima, that's a fun one.
That's a John Wayne one, right?
That's a John Wayne one. Saving Private Ryan. I almost said that backwards. I almost gave you the X-rated version one.
Give me the X-rated one. That's a great one. Where Eagles Dare.
I don't remember that one,
Guns of Navarone.
High Noon
is not a. That's
not
a
High Noon. What's the one I'm talking about? 12 o'clock High. 12 o'clock High, not 3 o'clock High.
12 o'clock High. I thought was still a Western.
Nope.
You're talking about 30 Seconds Over Tokyo or something.
No, but this is another plane movie. Where they kept moving the glass from the face to no face or whatever.
What?
Yes. I know what I'm talking about with 12 O'Clock High.
Okay, I'll look it up.
I think Gregory Peck was in that movie.
I'm Gregory Peck. Oi.
Speaking of movies that have nothing to do with war, did you see Will Ferrell on Highly Questionable today?
I did not. He's got that new movie out that I kind of want to go see, though.
They asked him what is his favorite movie that he ever did, and do you know what he said?
Step Brothers.
Casa de mi Padre.
Oh God, of course, because he doesn't speak English.
He said, "Holy crap, I did a movie totally in Spanish, and I was able to get the Gail Bernal or whatever his name is to go. I mean, like a couple of huge Spanish actors." It's awesome.
I need to watch it. I really do.
It really is. I mean, it's awesome, and it's awesome in its terribleness too. Like, there's a lot of, they really make fun of the low budget of like Mexican telenovelas,
which are great though. I don't understand a word they say, but I don't have to.
No,
they're like old black and white melodramas
because
they're
the girls are wearing short skirts.
And they're so effusive in their emotions. Like everyone is Captain
Yeah,
Kirk.
But so they get attacked by a wolf, and this is not like, but there's a wolf,
mm-hmm.
and you look at it, and it's like a wolf that's been stuffed, and they just kind of move it around to different places.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's a fake wolf.
That's a fake wolf. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look up the stats, the career stats for Tim Wallach. Okay? Because I have a list of Eli Wallach's movies, and I can guarantee you, after we compare stats, you will agree with me that Eli Wallach is head and shoulders the best well-known Wallach.
All right.
Oh, I mean, I am drooling at the opportunity to slap down some Tim Wallach.
Up next.
It's a one-on-one mano-a-mano versus.
It's a Wallach v. Wallach.
Wallach v. Wallach. Not the law firm. We'll be back. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Esta noche está tu cura.